Okay, Phil, my dear, picture the scene. It's the middle of the night. A bedside table. The camera pans across the bed to a sleeping David Attenborough. Suddenly, there's a tap on the window. Every few seconds, tap, tap, tap. Buckyballs are being thrown from outside by Nobel Prize winner Sir Harry Kroto. Attenborough is woken by the noise and stumbles out of bed towards the window. Harry? He asks, still half asleep. Come on, Dave, we're getting the band back together. We need to save the Royal Institution. It's 3 a.m, says Attenborough. But science doesn't sleep, he responds. To Mayfair, cries Attenborough. Let's travel by the massive eagles that I can command. Now, that diversion into radio drama for a moment there was to underline the point that at the end of last week, it was revealed that the historic Royal Institution is being put up for sale because they've got no money left. But why is this important, and what can be done to save the building? Earlier, I spoke to Mary Perkins, who was running a campaign to save it. I started by asking her a fairly stupid question, and that's, what actually is it that the RI does?
They're an independent charity, and they describe themselves as an independent charity that connects ordinary people with the world of science, which I think is a good summary, and I think they do that in a way that no other organisation really does. For me, they're about discovery and innovation and inspiration. And, you know, you go to the building and there's 200 years of history making science, you know, in their Faraday Museum, but also they're an active centre for scientific research. You may have heard of the Davy Faraday Research Labs. So they've got this active research going on, but ordinary people can engage with that because they run lots of public science events. You've probably heard of the Royal Institution Christmas Lectures, which are broadcast to, I mean, I think the viewing figures in 2011 were over 4 million for those, and they've been around since the 1800s when Michael Faraday started them. And I was fortunate enough to attend Christmas lectures when I was, I don't know, about 11, and Maths Master classes. So there's all of this, and their research continues to contribute and influence a multitude of areas of science and technology. And but we wouldn't be talking now if it wasn't for Faraday's work on electricity. So, you know, there's so much there in terms of what they're doing now and the history. It's an amazing, amazing place.
It was in the news this week, and the reason that you've started the campaign is because, well, frankly, they need some more money, and now they've announced that they want to sell off the famous building on Albemarle Street. How did they get into this state?
Yes, it was unfortunate, really. A few years ago, the then people in charge decided that the building needed refurbishment, which I think it did. But unfortunately, the cost of that refurbishment was, I'm trying to recall now, I think it was something like £22 million, which for a charity is quite a lot of money. And I think they ended up having to borrow a certain amount of money, obviously, to make that happen. And they had to sell off some property they had in order to raise money as well. And it was hoped at the time that there would be lots of things coming into the RI as a result that would help sort that out. But I think, unfortunately, what's happened is that there was perhaps, they overstretched themselves slightly in the spending for the refurbishment. And then, of course, the recession hit, so there were fewer people coming into the building. And I think, really, there needs to be a bit of a push in terms of using the building, renting the space out for people to use for events more and that kind of thing, because it's not bringing in quite enough money at the moment. So it's this difficult situation where, you know, they're in debt but don't really have a way to pay that debt off. And I think it's got to the point where they said, crikey, the only way we can really raise the sort of money we need to clear the debts and get us back on an even keel would be by selling our building. Now, of course, all of us in the campaign are like, no, don't sell the building, there must be another way. But it's really about this debt that needs clearing and the need for a regular income from investments or whatever to support the charity as well.
So what is it about the building that you think makes it so special?
Well, I mean, the building, the history of the building, I suppose. The building contains the laboratories of Humphrey Davy and Michael Faraday. And I do encourage people to go and visit the museum and go into the laboratory. You'll get a tingle just being there. And the same for the lecture theatre. Since 1825, when the Christmas lectures were started there, the building itself has been an inspiration. You may remember the £20 note used to have a picture of Faraday and that lecture theatre on it. I mean, it's arguably the most famous lecture theatre in the world. So the idea that the building could be sold off and, heaven forbid, turned into a hotel or something like that, just, you know, Faraday would be turning in his grave. There's so much history there as well as the current stuff that's going on that I think it's one of the wonders of the world. It's a cathedral to science, and we cannot lose that building.
I quite like the image of Faraday turning in his grave, because I imagine he'd then put some sort of generator on it to try and generate some current from it. So, I mean, we understand the building's historic, but do you think that the RI as an institution could, you know, worst case scenario, survive without it? I mean, for comparison, the Royal Society, which is just down the road, and I couldn't really tell you what the difference is, they've moved like four or five times in their history.
Well, exactly, and this is perhaps one of the reasons why the building, to me, is so important as a part of the institution. You know, the RI haven't moved. They've stayed in the same place. They have been, I think, it's impossible to contemplate separating the two. You know, many people think of the RI and 21 Albemarle Street as one entity, and the idea of separating them seems criminal. I'm getting emails from people all across the world saying, what are you guys in the UK doing? You know, there must be a better way to raise the money that the Royal Institution needs than to sell this building. And lots of people are emailing saying, you know, we can't let this happen, and we won't let this happen, you know, because of the history of the RI is in that building. And yes, you know, they could go and set up somewhere else. I mean, government could sell off Houses of Parliament and meet somewhere else. But in reality, you know, there are certain people and places that shouldn't be separated. And I think to take the Royal Institution out of the building, it would be like taking the soul of the building out, and to the same in reverse, as it were. The RI without its building just seems madness to me.
So in the past week, then, you've put together this campaign. I see you've got Harry Kroto on board.
Yes.
The Nobel laureate, the man behind Bookie Balls.
Yes, absolutely, yeah. That's been brilliant. It's funny, I did an interview earlier and I saw the writer afterwards had described me as having a love affair with the Royal Institution, and I thought, yeah, this is true. You know, it reaches out to touch everybody and it should be important to everyone. And that's why I set up the Save 21 Albemarle Street campaign last Friday. And when I did that, I said in my little notes that I wrote myself, I want to get everybody from Nobel laureates to dinner ladies involved in the campaign. And what do you know, next day, a Nobel laureate calls me and is like, oh, Harry Kroto, hi, to offer his support. So I don't know if we've got a dinner lady on board yet. If anyone listening is a dinner lady, give me a shout. But, you know, it's great to see so many people coming together to support the campaign. And we've been putting together an action group, a core of about 9 or 10 of us who are going to meet and really come up with a battle plan, as it were, going forward to help the Royal Institution. And we're being supported by loads of people writing in to offer help and support. So that's great to see, really.
Mm. And what can our listeners do right now? I understand you've got a petition going.
Yes, that's right. I mean, first up, it would be great if everybody could just keep an eye on our website, the save21albemarlestreet.com, and follow the Twitter account, which is @Save21Albemarle, and also join the Facebook group, which is again linked to from the website. And yes, we've got this petition, which asks the government to buy 21 Albemarle Street from the RI and essentially gift it back to them and let them remain there. It may be too optimistic a hope that the government will do that, despite the money being involved being really small change as far as they're concerned. But the petition is a very important thing, because the more names we get on that petition, the more evidence we have that you guys all agree with us that this building and the Royal Institution very much matter to the cultural, scientific heritage of the nation and its scientific future. You know, the RI really did put science in the UK on the map, and it and its building are fundamental. And the more names we get on this petition, you know, that really shows the government how important this is. Another thing people can do is join the Royal Institution. Their website is at rigb.org, because the full name is Royal Institution of Great Britain, and it's only like £28 to be an associate member, or £95 to be a full member, or if you're feeling flush, I think it's £295 if you want to be a fellow of the Royal Institution. They let anybody in, which is one of the great things about it. They're not, you know, men in bow ties and uppy societies. You know, anybody can come in and support them, which is one of the things that differentiates it from other societies, perhaps. So, yeah, if people join, that will put money into them. And also there's a donate button on their website as well, so I'd encourage people to do that. And, yeah, follow the campaign. when we've got a clear idea of all the things we're going to do moving forward, we'll put all that on the website and people can all get involved and really save the building and save the RI.
Excellent. And on that hopefully optimistic note, I'm off to try and find 200 quid to become a fellow so I can boast about being a fellow. But we'll put links to the campaign and the petition and all that on the Pod Delusion website. But for now, Mary Perkins, it's been fascinating. Thank you very much.